A day in my life is a smile. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Mr. Candle. A day in my life is a smile. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting on the bedside of children all over the world, and I visit children everywhere just before they pop off to sleep. And I share with them the ideas and the adventures that I have had in visiting other boys and girls all around the world. And it's quite an exciting adventure. I was talking to a youngster, and she was really quite excited. And she was telling me that everything in her life is really quite amazing, and that being amazing, that she has found a technique that helps her to get through any problem in life. I said to her, "Marilyn, how are you today?" And Marilyn answered, "I'm just fine. I'm just fine." "Well, Marilyn, what is it that you want to share with me today?" "Well, Mr. Candle, I was waiting for you to come, and I lit you, and I was waiting for you, and you didn't come, and you didn't come, and I was wondering where you were." "Well, I've been here all the time. But Marilyn, what is it you want to tell me?" "Well, Mr. Candle, I figured out that my days are really wonderful, but they're wonderful because I like to smile." "You like to smile? What makes you like to smile, Marilyn? How old are you?" "I'm 8. "Well, what makes you like to smile, Marilyn?" "Well, everything. A day in my life is a smile. That's who I am. A day in my life is a smile. Everywhere I go, I always have a smile on my face. And people look at me and they say, 'Marilyn, why have you always got a smile on your face?' And I say, 'I always have a smile on my face because I look for the happy things. I look for the happiness wherever I go. I look for it and I find it.'" "Marilyn, what do people say when you tell them that? Do they say yes or do they say no, or what do they say?" "Well, Mr. Candle, when I tell people that I look for smiles and I find it, they ask me, 'Give me an example. Show me when you did that.' And so then I say, 'Well, all right. When I came up to you today,'" and that was Sam, he was being belligerent toward me and trying to push me down. I said, "When I came up to you today, Sam, you had a scowl on your face, and you were looking like you were going to chew something up. And I always have a smile on my face. So I looked at you, and I said to myself, 'I love you, Sam. I think you're wonderful.' And that made me smile even more. And then I got to you, and I said, 'Sam, how are you doing? I love you, Sam. How are you doing? You look wonderful, Sam.' And Sam looked at me, and he said, 'Really? I don't feel so wonderful. I got some problems.' Well, Sam, if you will look at everything in life with a smile on your face, the problems are not so big. In fact, the problems usually are nothing at all." "Oh, Marilyn, you're just always goody-two-shoe. You're always smiling. You're always being happy, happy, happy. Don't you get tired of that happiness?" "No, Sam, I don't. I don't get tired of the truth about me. And the truth about me is that I am a happy, happy, happy girl. And I like myself, and I like my world, and I like everything that's going on in my world. I am a very happy, happy, happy person." "Well, I must say, Marilyn, you sure appear like a happy person. How did you get to be so happy?" Well, my mommy is happy. She's always telling us good things about what's going on in the world. She's always telling us where Daddy is and what he's doing and making us feel like we're part of Daddy's life. And she's telling us about her life. And when we're in the kitchen with her, she lets us help her to do things, even though we're not really big enough to be any real help, sort of learning how to do it a little bit. But she lets us help it, and she smiles at us and says, "Oh, you girls, you kids, you're so wonderful." And I say, "Thank you, Mommy. I feel wonderful." And Mommy says, "Marilyn, you always have a smile on your face. That's so wonderful." And I say to her, "Mom, I'm an example of you. You have a smile on your face, so I have a smile on my face." "Well, Marilyn, that's pretty great." "Well, I don't know. My mom doesn't have a smile on her face. My dad doesn't have a smile on his face. They go around looking normal, but then there's no smiles and stuff." "Well, Sam, why not?" "Well, Marilyn, if my mom and dad had a smile on their face all the time, then I would have a smile on my face and we'd all be happy. And being happy, we'd be doing great things and saying great things and having great things and being lots of fun. But that's just not the way life is. Hey, Sam, I'm going home and have some snack. It's 10 o'clock in the morning now, and I'm going to go home and have a snack. You want to come with me?" "Sure. I like snacks." "Okay, Sam, you come on. We'll go home and we'll have a snack." So Marilyn and Sam went into the house, and they went in the kitchen and said, "Mom!" And Mother answered, saying, "Yes, Marilyn, can I have a snack?" "Why, of course, Marilyn, you know that it's time for a snack. So sit right down at the table. Mom, I brought Sam along with me. Is that okay?" "Well, of course. You can bring your friends anytime you want, Marilyn." And so Marilyn and Sam sat at the kitchen table. And Sam was looking at Marilyn's mother and seeing what a happy lady she was and how she was smiling all the time and being so wonderful. And Sam says, "How come you smile all the time?" And Marilyn's mother says, "Well, I think the world is wonderful, and I think that the world likes to have me recognize that it's wonderful with my smile. And so every time I smile, the world is a little nicer. And every time I smile, Marilyn smiles, and the other kids smile, and my husband smiles. And every time I smile, wow, it's so wonderful. I feel so good inside." "You do?" Sam was incredulous. "You do, really?" "Yes, yes, I do. And you know, Sam, you look like you have not always got a smile on your face, but I can see the smile underneath your frown that wants to come out. Do you know how to let the smile come out, Sam?"
"No, I don't. How do you let the smile come out? I feel sort of heavy."
"Well, that's just it, Sam. When you have heavy thoughts in your mind, when you have heavy ideas in your heart, then you sort of crowd the smile away and you push it down. But when you start saying, 'I like me,' when you start saying, 'What a wonderful world this is,' when you start thinking happy thoughts, then the smile jumps out from underneath the frown and jumps out and says, 'Here I am, here I am. Didn't you know I was here? I bet you didn't know I was here. You didn't even know I was here.' But, you know, I tell it that I like it," Sam said. "I tell it that I like the smile." "Well, Sam, what are we going to do about that?"
"Well, I'm going to follow like Marilyn does, and I'm going to go around with a smile all the time. You think you can handle that, Sam?"
"Oh, yes." "Mommy, you're so wonderful. Sam is just here because he's ready to be wonderful, too." "I mean, people can be wonderful, too, in just an instant like that?" "Sure, Mommy, you know that." "Yes, I do, Marilyn. Sam, what do you think of that?"
"Well, I did it. I did it. I did it. and I'm going to go home and do it. I'm going to tell my mommy and daddy about it. And I did it. I did it. I like it. I like to smile. Well, Sam, we do too. And Sam, you're always welcome to come over and visit at our house. You're always welcome to come and be with my family because I have a happy family. I have a family that a day in the life of a smile is a normal thing for us to do. So, you're welcome, Sam. Well, that night when Sam went to bed, he thought of calling Mr. Candle, too. And Marilyn was already talking to Mr. Candle. And they sort of communicated back and forth that they were sharing Mr. Candle. But Mr. Candle says, remember, kids, I go with all the children all over the world. And it is really fun. Now, Marilyn, you get yourself all ready for bed now because there comes the Sandman. See him? See him right out the window? He's coming in now. He's going to sprinkle pixie dust all over you. And the pixie dust is going to make you have wonderful dreams as you have a wonderful sleep. And then tomorrow, or another day when I come back to visit you, and you're ready, we'll have another talk about smiles and happiness. Oh, Mr. Candle, that sounds great. Mommy, Daddy, come on. Give me a hug. Snuggle. I'm ready to go to bed. Oh, I'm ready to go to bed. And Marilyn snuggled down under her covers, and she put her head on her cushion, and she says, oh, I am so happy. I have a smile in my heart. I have a smile on my face. And I feel very, very good. Boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle speaking. I'll be back another time. But until I do, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.